Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week, we sit down with former Real Housewives of OC star Dr. Jennifer Armstrong, who talks about why she was relieved to leave the series, where she stands with Noella, and if she agrees with Emily Simpson that last season was the worst casting decision. Dr. Jen, it's so good to see you. How have you been?
Great. Thanks so much for having me today.
Of course. So tell me, I know, what has life looked like for you since, you know, leaving the show, since we haven't seen you on our screens?
Lots of changes. I moved. So I moved to like my dream house. And so that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And filed for divorce. You know, that we're still working that out. And work has been, I'm just working, have so many new opportunities and just getting to the aesthetic world and a product launch, and it's exciting.
It is exciting. So what, I mean, tell me all about this dream house. How has that been? Why did you decide to move? Did that have to do with the split and everything like that?
Yeah, I thought it was like, well, I've always wanted to be there. It's my childhood neighborhood. It's where I grew up. It's right by the beach. It's like a whole different life, right? My kids can just run out and run around and be active. It's a really safe community. And so I've always wanted to go back, but then we had the opportunity. So of course I took it, and of course remodeled the house, and it was all very quick.
Nice. Good. Good. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm sad not to have you back on our screens for this upcoming season of Orange County. What was your initial reaction when you weren't asked to come back to the show? How did you feel initially?
I think that, well, there was relief. There was some relief, because as wonderful as it is, it's a big deal, right? It's like a big, many hours of time. Yeah. But also, you know, of course there's some disappointment too. Even if there's relief, there's disappointment. Like, you always wanted to be back, you know. They were very kind about it. And even just recently, we were talking about possibly recording in the office for this season. Okay. So the one, like, very kind, wanting me to still be involved and be part of it. But I haven't really tried that hard to be part of it until recently. Oh, that's a good idea. I'd be open to that.
Yeah. So, are you going to be filming for this upcoming season then? Is that,
we have to see if my landlord has to sign off. A bunch of people have to sign a bunch of paperwork to see if that can happen first.
Well, that's good. I mean, were you surprised initially that you weren't asked back? Or, you know, what, like you said, it was a relief, but were you surprised?
A little bit, just because I had, you know, that the next day they had COVID tested me. I had a meeting with the producer. It was all like set up to have it be a go. So it was a little bit surprising, right? It was like kind of last minute. Right. But so in that way, yes. But in that way, it was surprising.
Did they give you a reason why?
They said that they were trying to, well, I don't know if I can say all of it. Then following the other franchises where they're bringing back old, you know, people from the past seasons, mm-hmm, into the season, which I think we all know is happening and happened with Heather, right? So they were trying to mimic or follow the other franchises.
Got it. I mean,
it makes sense.
Right. Makes sense. I mean, were you happy as a fan of the show? Are you happy to have Tamara back in the mix?
I don't really know Tamara. She was best friends with my neighbors, my ex-neighbors from my old house. So I just have met her very briefly, but I don't know if I would be a fan of filming with her. She seems a little wild. I don't know.
I don't know if you can handle her, right?
Back to that relief. You know?
Like you said, that they're open. They want to see, you know, they want to continue to follow your story. They want to continue filming with you. Was it ever a conversation to come back as like a friend of, or would that be something that you would want to do?
The conversation was, if you have any ideas for you to be part of the show again, we would love to hear them. We would love to continue working with that with you. And it was very friendly and open and like happy. So I just recently was like, hey, I can treat, you know, one of the new girls that possibly. And so that's a conversation now, but I think they're almost done. I don't know if we're going to have time.
Right. So, yeah. No, I mean, is it true that you were in talks even before you joined that past season, that you were in talks for a while to join the show?
Yes. And then another production company had done a sizzle for a different aspect, for the more of the medical and travel portion of part of my life. Mm-hmm. So we had done a sizzle with Buna Murray before, and it was being shopped. And so that's how this all kind of came about.
Got it. Yeah. Did any of the women reach out to you after the news broke that you weren't coming back?
Yes. Who reached out? Shannon, Gina, and Heather reached out. So they were very lovely.
Do you still talk? Are you still in touch with any of them?
With Heather, a little bit. Yeah. I've ran into them around town. This was, surprisingly, Orange County is a very small town. So.
Yeah. No, what were you?
Oh, yeah. And then I ran into them filming, of course, the day that I'm like, I did a chemical peel on my face. I'm like peeling, like no makeup on. I'm like, oh, of course you're filming where I'm eating right now. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, sure, you can film me. Oh my God. Literally the worst I've ever looked.
Oh my God. So of course that happened. So you did. So you will be featured possibly featured in this upcoming season with your chemical peel.
Maybe. I mean, hopefully not. Hopefully that's a scene I would like to get cut. It is what it is. Like, everyone knows I do aesthetic stuff. It's my business.
Totally.
So this is what you look like 3 days later.
I love it. Have you heard from Noella at all? And did you reach out to her after the news?
I ran into her. I'm a member at Laguna Beach, at Hotel Laguna, this private members club there that I'd go to all the time. But she was there one day, and so I ran into her. But it's a very short conversation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, Emily Simpson recently said that last year was the worst when asked about, you know, casting decisions on the show. I mean, what is your reaction to that? And do you think that she's probably just talking about Noella?
I mean, she could be talking about me, but I disagree. Mm-hmm. So I would probably agree that Noella wasn't a great cast because it was too much of a show. You know what I mean? Like, just live your life and be yourself. But as I said before, maybe she doesn't know how to do that. It just seems like too much of a play, you know? And then it hurts you when you're not authentic. I feel like you can't be on a reality show because it's not a reality, right? You're just acting.
Right.
And that's why I feel the biggest flaw was. Mm-hmm. And because it just sucked in all these storylines. Like, the story and the evolution of the relationships of the women couldn't evolve because we were like stuck in this like make-believe world of Noella. And so I feel like that was extremely frustrating for everybody.
Right. Do you think that if Noella wasn't on the show, like you could have been coming back this season upcoming? Because like you said, we didn't really get to know you on a way that maybe we wanted to.
Yeah. I feel like I was heavily edited, and then you're just brought into these situations where you're like, can we just move past this? This was like literally the second filming that we've ever done, and at the end of the season we're still talking about it. Like, it's about conflict and a conflict resolution so you can evolve and progress, and I feel like that didn't get to happen. Like, we just were stuck. Right. And that was really frustrating.
Yeah. I mean,
just in everyday life, that's frustrating.
Sure, of course.
I mean, filmed.
Yeah. Like, you said that you were heavily edited. What do you wish the cameras portrayed from your life that we didn't get to see?
I think more of the humor aspect, more of the fun with the girls. I feel like that was, you do a whole, you know, whole day, and then you look at the scene, you're like, really? That's it? Like, that's all we got out of that whole scene? Or yeah, there was a lunch where I confronted Noella. That would have been nice so people could have seen a little bit of progress. You know, it wasn't like they're just sitting there. And so that was frustrating.
Yeah. Do you regret doing the show at all?
I don't. No, I don't regret doing the show. I wish I had a better support system through the show. Of course, I feel like the first year you do, well, and when you do anything new, but especially when it's filmed, you don't really know what you're getting into. And so if you get a second season, you get your legs and you kind of know, like, oh, this is how it works. This is what I need. You know, going into the next one, I feel like the next one would be way better. Just
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Because you've experienced, you've got like the rookie season done. So that would be nice. That would be great to have that opportunity. But yeah, just like with anything, you don't know what you're getting into.
Of course. I mean, do you regret putting your personal life and your relationship on camera? Is that something that you look back on?
No.
And maybe, no.
It is what it is. Anyone right. who knows us knows what it, you know, it is what it is. And it was really nice that I had a lot of people, a lot of women reach out and say that they can relate. Mm-hmm. And it was like inspiring in a way, just because when you can relate to someone, you see people moving forward and progressing, like that was helped them. And then I had a lot of positive feedback with, you know, working moms, women who hadn't blossomed in their career, that they're like, wow, I feel like I can do it because I saw that you could do it. And so I had a lot of positive feedback. And if that's the reputation that I go away with, that maybe I'm boring, but I'm inspiring to some women, that's great. I'll take that. At least I'm not like a drunk maniac, right? So I'm totally good with that.
Do you feel like your marriage, like the result of your marriage would have been different if you didn't go on the show, or did this kind of put a magnifying glass on your relationship?
And I feel like it would be the same. I don't know exactly what's happening with Ryan. It's like a week to week, month to month, day to day thing. I don't know. But I don't feel like the show causes anything. Mm-hmm. It magnifies what's already going on, right? It just puts you in a more intense situation. Mm-hmm. So no, I wouldn't blame the show for that.
Yeah. What is your relationship like with Ryan right now?
We're trying to be great parents together and learning to be like friendly to one another.
Has that been challenging?
Yes.
Yeah.
yes, it has.
Is it just that like the communication isn't great, or like, you know,
I think there's a lot of past stuff that we need to not be so resentful towards one another for, and forgive each other and become friends and just start there, because we have children together and that is the most important thing.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're at that point?
What's that?
Do you feel like you'll get to that point?
I do. I think we will. Cause I think we will. Like, we're both good people. You know what I mean? There's not like any severe deficits that I know of yet. So I think we will.
I know that throughout the last season, you were really working hard on your marriage. You know, you separated for a month, you got back together. I mean, I don't know if it's too personal, but what was kind of the last straw for you? And like, did you really want to make this marriage work?
I think the move was the last straw for me. It just, I needed support and I didn't have it. And so, you just reach a point, I don't want to cry, but like, you, I mean, how many times are you not going to have support? You know, like how many times? So it's just that it was enough for me.
Yeah. How are the kids doing?
They're great.
Yeah.
They're doing really good. They love being at the beach. They can just run from the house down to the beach and like be free. So it's just, I love that. Means a lot to me.
Nice.
Are outside kids.
Right. Are you dating at all?
A little bit, but not much. No, I'm kind of focusing on just getting everything stable and moving forward. And it was a lot, like, you know, moving, redoing the house, keeping the business going. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that we, you know, the season ends and then it really all ends kind of what, May-ish?
Right.
It's like not that long ago.
No, it's not that long ago. No, it really isn't. Do you feel like life has just been like a whirlwind since then?
A little, yeah. It's, I mean, there's just so much going on. Especially, I think that, you know, moving, filing for divorce, those are like huge things in life. And then we're doing, you know, building my business. We're doing amazing things here. We're doing our hair growth launch, which I've products I've had in the office for years. We're working on that. We're doing the live event coming up for the new filler, the RHA collection on Monday or Tuesday on Tuesday. So it's exciting. Yeah.
So many things to look forward to. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, like before we wrap up, like I said, I have a couple of these fun rapid fire questions about the show. So
okay.
First one, who turned it on the most for the cameras?
You mean like in a fake way or like,
yeah,
you know,
like
how
a
to
fake way.
The camera?
Yeah. Like who was like different once the cameras stopped recording?
Noella, 1,000%, mm-hmm. 1,000,000%. Yes.
Were you friends with the Noella, or would you have been friends with the Noella that was not on camera? Did you like that version of her?
You know, she's very hard to track. It's like all over the place. So probably not. Probably going to just stay clear completely.
Which
I mean, no offense. Just, yeah. You know, we all live our lives.
Which housewife would you want to change lives with for just a day?
Oh, probably Heather. I'll go live in her house. I'll do the sale of the $55 million house that day. I like to live that day.
Totally. Were you, what did you think about all those,
awesome.
there was all those rumors going around about cheating rumors about them. Obviously, you know, Heather and Terry, I mean, what was your reaction to that?
It's extremely hard to believe that. That would be shocking. I don't think that that's true.
I agree. Who has the most glamorous life out of all the OC ladies?
I'm going to say Heather and probably, well, of course, Heather, she's like in private jets and, you know, yes. I don't know. I'm like, now I feel like in my new house, I have a pretty glamorous life. I'm stoked. I'm like so happy.
Good.
It's like a dream every day. I'm like, this is awesome.
That's awesome. That's so good. Did you have a Bravo, Bravo, Bravo moment where you just wanted to shut cameras off?
Yeah. Like the one where Ryan walked out, or when I did therapy alone. Yeah. Yes. I was like, please, like enough. And they were following, like, the cameras are following me into the bedroom being like, what are you doing? I don't even know if that got played or not, but yeah, that was not super fun at all. No.
Was there anybody that you just did not want to film with?
I didn't want to film with Noella. I mean, it goes back to that. Sorry, it keeps going back to that, but it's just like, it just like your life, the life sucked out of you. And you're like, you're just going in the same freaking circles all day. And like, I can't, yeah. I mean, the other girls were fine. I wish Nicole James would have stayed in the mix. I thought she was really fine.
Yeah. But, why did she just not want to be involved in the drama?
I'm not sure what happened there with the network, but mm-hmm. something happened. Not exactly sure how that played out. So
looking back, what was your favorite moment as an OC housewife?
I mean, I love doing the events, the all cast events. I thought were super fun because it's just like all the cameras are there. Everybody's like ready to be engaged with one another. I love doing the event at my house. That was amazing. One of the few first year housewives to throw an all cast event. So I thought that was awesome. I think those are my best moments. Oh, and then the last scene when we were in Aspen, mm-hmm. we had so much fun. It was like, I don't even know if I've had been to a party that fun before. So the cameras shut down at the last scene. I didn't realize that that was it. I thought we had one more day. Uh-huh. And then the whole cast came. We got to all like hang out together and we're laughing and talking about the whole season. And it was just really fun.
So fun. Well, Dr. Jen, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time. And I hope to see you on the upcoming season of OC.
Me too. Thank you. Right,
thank you.
With my skin peeling.
I love it. thank you so much. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.